I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
It was about 20 minutes ago where we played real sounds of the spookies, real ghosts, real spirits from a home of a listener. That's scary enough, right? This story, scarier to me than a spirit in the home. This woman found out she had a live spider in her ear.
Nope.
In her ear. She was feeling something in there. She's itching and itching. Goes to the doctor. They can't find anything. Something's just not right. Nobody can find anything. They finally found something. This is like stitched together in two parts. So she's talking about it. And then right after she comes out of the doctor's office and finds out exactly what it is.
Well, they confirmed that there is something in my ear. She goes, there's something in there. It's not a moth. I am so embarrassed, first of all, because that's so gross and I'm a clean person. It's an uneasy feeling.
It was a spider. It was alive.
It was alive.
Oh, alive. Oh. Spider
just webbing his way to her brain.
That to me is way scarier than a ghost in the house, man.
That is
the worst. All right, let's get Michelle on here. We've done this before, and it seems to me like every year we get an email or a caller from somebody going, my boyfriend or my husband is really just wants me to cover up more when it comes to Halloween. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Okay, so first of all, how long have you and this dude been going out?
Dude is John, and John and I have been together about 4 months.
Okay.
So since like early summer, we've been like kicking it, talking, and this is our first Halloween together. So
okay, I was just trying to figure out if you guys were going out long enough for him to have a say in any matter. 4 months.
Well, yeah, like he's met my family and stuff, so I'd like to think that like he's got his foot in the door. You know what I mean?
So it's 4 months, but it's been a quick 4 months.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Take it from here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess firstly is that I'm a bartender, so that's what I do for a living. That is how I make my income. And I mean, let's face it, on Halloween, it doesn't matter if I'm like Wednesday or Morticia. It doesn't matter if I'm Chucky. You know, usually you wear a little less and put on your makeup. And Halloween, I mean, I come out, I don't know, probably two or three times the money I usually make, especially if you look nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, Halloween is all sluts eve. Let's be honest.
I'm not going to be a one night stand. I was a one night stand 1 year where like I look like a lampshade and that was decent. But
I should make that sexy.
Oh, there's a way to do it.
Yeah,
really. No, it is. Everybody knows Halloween is one of the like reasons, or it is a reason for people to dress skimpy and scandalously, and you can turn anything into a sexy costume. There's sexy ketchup. Are you freaking kidding me?
There are people that train for this day, like literally like 4 or 6 weeks before Halloween. You start get the abs ready, man. You know they're going to be popping on Halloween.
Yeah. Okay. This is true. And people spend lots of money drinking.
Oh, yeah.
And so anyway, John, he's mentioned like, I don't really like the idea of other guys oogling you and staring at you, and you know they just don't want a beer, they just want your body, and like all the things, right? And so he specifically asked, and he asked really nicely, you know, could I maybe just not wear a sexy outfit and just be like a normal bartender?
Oh, get out of here. Anyway, right. Go on. I'm sorry. Right.
No, that's exactly what all the voices in my head said. So yeah, I'm just kind of wondering. I mean, I don't like to use the phrase like, does he have the right? I mean, but like, is that a thing? Do other people like, cause we're dating, we're adults. He realizes this is how I make money. I'm not a stripper, but this is Halloween. And I also don't want him sitting at the bar getting angry every time a drunk person does oogle me, because that happens any day of the year.
Right,
so
right.
Two questions. One, do you have a costume in mind that you want to dress up as? And two, you just said him sitting at the bar. Has he threatened to come to the bar?
Yes. Yes and yes. So me and my girlfriend, Cassandra, we are going as Ronald McDonald and the Hamburglar. And John is a redhead. So I had originally asked him to do the couples thing with me and be Ronald McDonald with his red hair, and I could be the Hamburglar, but he told me no. So he's not even in the costume party.
And him showing up isn't necessarily like checking on. He wants to be around her on Halloween, maybe, rather than being controlling. But either way, dude has no say. This is your job. Right. You've done it for years. And like you said, you made a really good point. Dudes have been hitting on you for alcohol with or without a Halloween costume right on. So dude needs to lighten up.
Right. Thanksgiving, New Year's, there's always a reason somebody wants a little extra. And I feel like on Halloween, I'm even more prepared. I'm in a costume. I can be extra mean. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
I don't think he has a say either way, but I think it would be a little more understandable if you were like going out, but this is where you work. Like, this is where get your income. Like you said, Bert said, this is what you've been doing. Mm-hmm. Unless he's willing to pay you for the entire day of what you would make until you just don't go, I don't really feel like he has anything to stand on here.
Here's what I hate about dudes is they always want the hot girl. They want the hot bartender who's got it all hanging out in a very tasteful and classy way. But once they get with you, then all of a sudden they want you to start dressing like Mother Teresa. I think it's a total double standard. I think you got to flaunt it while you still got it, girl.
So I think this says more than just a Halloween costume to me. If he's making these demands now at 4 months, and in my opinion, being unrealistic about it, just feels controlling and insecure. I wonder if it's not like a bigger issue than just Halloween and you getting tips for wearing something with less clothing.
Is this a demand or a request?
Right.
No, right. That's a question.
That's a question.
Did he demand it or did he make a request?
Dang. Yeah. No, I mean, I would say it was a request because it was like, you know, hey, sweetie, if you don't mind, like, I know this seems like a lot to ask, but like, there were a lot of butts in there. It was like a Sir Mix-a-Lot song. There were just a lot of things.
Look at you.
That made me feel like this isn't about me. So, yeah.
Here is Krista, who is a bar owner that has very good advice for you. Hey, Krista.
He clearly does not know the difference in schmoozing and flirting, and you need to dump him immediately. It will never work. He's too insecure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of with Krista.
Oh, maybe that's what he's going as for Halloween.
An insecure man.
Insecure.
We're all going as that.
Who's that guy sitting at the end of the bar? Oh, that's just insecure.
John, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
She started out by saying there's two adults in that relationship. There isn't. There's only one adult in that relationship, and that's her.
Good man. Good man.
Yeah, seriously, like, I date a really hot girl. Like, she's smoking hot.
If she Good for you.
As a stripper, I wouldn't care because she's going home with me.
That's a confident
and
man.
If you can't deal with that, kick him to the curb because there are going to be 1,000 other guys who are going to be wanting to date her.
There's your king right there. There he is right there.
There he is.
So, Michelle, across the board, people are going like, look, go wear what you want. Let him deal with it, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, you got it. It's trick or treat, baby. I'm going to be doing it.
All right, we will talk to you on Monday. Tell us how it all goes, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
So let me ask you this, because, Mo, you brought this up real quick. If you guys were going out to a party, you said maybe that changes things. Doesn't change things for me.
No, I said either way, he doesn't have her say, but I would understand his dilemma with it more. But this is where she works, so I feel like it's not even something to discuss.
And the dilemma, at least in some cases, is Not necessarily out of insecurity in some cases. Dudes just like, they just know that their women are going to get hit on all night. And at some point or another, you get drunk dudes around and you get nervous as a dude, like, I'm going to have to get into a fight tonight.
That's what I'm saying about going to a party with her. But that's, she works there. She's going to work. That's a different thing.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Are we interrupting you? Sorry.
Really? What was
that? Were you like waiting to start eating? When I introduced Texting Tutor, I mean, were you literally just sitting there waiting for me to start?
Who's eating Funyuns?
And his wife's popcorn so crunchy.
Seriously.
It's not Doritos.
That wasn't a chip?
No,
I thought it was a chip. Did you hit the kernel or something?
Oh my God. I got my...
Did you chip a tooth?
I got my Smart Pop.
Dang.
Wow.
Loud ass popcorn.
Sorry, I'm going to put it over here. No.
All right.
Can we do Texting Tutor now?
She's all excited. She's like that Michael Jackson meme, eating a popcorn, ready to go.
You just let us know when you're ready. All right, we're good.
Okay, we're good.
Good. All right. Kristen, what is our Texting Tutor?
All right. So y'all may have remembered earlier this week, we had a Burt Show listener email, and she and her sisters are throwing their parents a 25th anniversary party, right? It's their 25th wedding anniversary. They want to do something sweet and special for their parents. So the sisters are planning this party. They've enlisted an aunt to help them plan this party. And the aunt was responsible for the guest list and the invitation, sending out the invite to this surprise anniversary party. Everything's going swimmingly. They have a venue. They have decorations. They have the cake. They have all the things. And they get the evite from their aunt, and they're looking over it, and they noticed that there is somebody who has been invited to said anniversary party that should not have made the list. This is a friend of the mom's, or should we say former friend. They had a falling out a couple years back, and they are no longer on speaking terms. They assumed aunt was in the know. I guess she wasn't, and so she included this friend and invited her to the anniversary party. And they're like, under no circumstances can this woman show up, because now the anniversary party is not going to be celebrating mom and dad's love. It's going to be focused on this friend who is no longer a friend, and it's just going to be hella awkward.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to figure out how to uninvite this person from the anniversary party. And I suggested, well, they emailed us with the dilemma. Might as well try to help her out with the texting tutor. So we're supposed to have the sister on, and or the daughter of the parents having the anniversary party that they don't know about. And she wants to text said friend, ex-friend, and be like, there was a mistake. You should not have been invited. We don't want you there.
Okay. Hey, Megan, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. Does that sound about right, what Kristen said?
Yeah, 100% right. And it's just going to be really bad if this lady shows up. Mom never told us why they had a falling out or what happened. We just know that it's pretty bad, at least on my mom's end. Obviously not on her friend's end, because she accepted the RSVP, but I don't know if there would be some underlying motive. So
yeah, that's what we were all concerned about also. Did she accept this invitation knowing she was going to go into this causing some kind of stress, some kind of tension, and doing it in a passive-aggressive way? Either way, our mission is to make sure she knows that she's not invited anymore, right?
Right, right, exactly.
And have you gotten, because, you know, your aunt didn't know, are you including your, does your aunt now know this is an issue, or are you saving her from all of this?
I'm saving her from all of this because I don't want her to go to my mom and try to, you know, fix everything. So we're just trying to keep this, we, meaning my sisters and I, are just trying to keep this under the rug.
Okay, let's just, I'm going to play defense here for a second, because sometimes I think you have to text. When you're putting something in writing, you have to assume they're going to share it with other people, right? So you sort of have to walk a fine line here. Bless you. So is there any chance that this text message conversation between you and she is going to be shared among mutual friends?
I don't think so. Because her and my mom, they were really close. It was just kind of really the two of them. So I don't think it'll be shared with mutual friends. I really don't.
Do you want to be, you have like, there's multiple routes to go, but two of the routes, you know, are being honest and saying, hey, this was an accident, or two, just lying and being like, hey, we changed the date. and avoiding it altogether?
You know what? I think I'm going to go with lying.
Oh, really?
Oh, where did that come
from? I didn't either.
Yeah, let's think about this for a second here. Let's think about the... Because I think that we can get what we want with honesty here. Rather than, I think a lie could catch up to us. Us, like I'm part of the family. I think a lie.
Are you invited to the party as well? Did you get your invite?
I just think that this might be a place where there's no lie necessary. Like if we just come clean and say we're trying to avoid any kind of tent, you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Oh, just lying seems so much easier right now.
Only because I don't know why they're not talking, and my mom is like so adamant about not telling us until I don't know. I just rather just try to avoid it altogether. Like her not even show up, try to show up. She know where it is. She know what time it is. She knows it's a surprise. It's just, this can go so wrong. And I don't see her as that type of person, but when people are angry and they haven't spoken to each other in a long time. So for her to accept this RSVP, seems a little shady to me.
Lying would definitely make it easier right now. But it's certainly going to come back to bite somebody later on.
I know.
Because what if she sees, what if she sees through the lie, Megan, and she does show up the night of anyway, and now you got two surprises, the surprise party. Like if she sees through it or she thinks like she knows something's up, and I mean, it's, I think it might be a slim possibility, but it's a possibility she could still show up the night of.
Because the details of the fallout really is not what we're trying to get at here. It doesn't even matter. No. All we need to do is communicate that there will be uneasiness, and we need to avoid that.
Okay, so let's go with the truth. Let's take a deep breath. Tell me what to say.
I still like the lie, though.
Okay, I know you do. all right, give us a couple of seconds here, Megan. When we come back, we will start to construct this text or texting with the friend and just make sure she stays away from this thing at all costs, okay?
Okay.
All right, Burt Show Texting Tutor coming up next.
The Burt Show.
All right, we are about to start texting for Megan. Kristen, can you do a better job at recapping this than I can?
Yeah, sure thing. Megan and her sisters are throwing her parents a 25th anniversary party. They're very excited. They enlisted an aunt to help. Aunt was in charge of the guest list and evites. She sent everything out. The girls looked at the evite and realized aunt included somebody that should not have been on the guest list. And that is an ex-friend of their mom's. This was a former best friend. They had a falling out. They haven't spoken in years. Aunt apparently was unaware, and not only did the invitation get sent to this former friend, but she has accepted an RSVP'd yes. So Megan needs to intervene because this woman cannot show up at the anniversary party because it will take all the attention away from mom and dad celebrating their love to whatever happened to her and her mom in the past.
So Megan, obviously this is not a person that you text with all the time. This will be coming out of left field. Hi, blank. This is Megan, blank's daughter. There's something I need to talk to you about. All right.
Okay.
She's going to try to play nice, right?
Of course.
Oh, hi, Megan.
I think she'll have an idea of where this is going, though, when she gets the text.
Megan, what do you know of this friend? Like, is she a reasonable gal?
I mean, from what I know her from, she is reasonable. I mean, she's always been really nice to us, and her and my mom were really, really close. And, you know, I've never seen or heard them argue or have a disagreement. So
could you picture her causing a scene of any sort?
I can't picture her causing a scene. No, I can't.
Are you concerned that if we tell the truth, she'll show up anyway?
I don't think she would, no. No.
I mean,
well, then that's when you have to enlist somebody. And I kid you not. You have to have somebody designated at the door to make sure she doesn't get in.
Yeah.
If she does.
She texts back.
What you got?
Okay, she said, hi, Meg. Would love to talk. Would you like to get together for lunch? Would love to treat you.
Oh.
That escalated.
No. Okay. No.
Okay.
I know enough manipulative people that know how to play this game that she's inviting you to go out in hopes that your mom finds out about it because she'll feel so betrayed that this person knows that she'll be able to upset your mom if you go to lunch with her. No circumstances can you go there. Zero.
How about we just say, no, thank you. I would like to address it right here if you have the time.
There you go.
If you want to send that meal DoorDash, though.
Yeah, I know this game. I've seen it. I've been part of it. I've had it done to me where people that I'm not getting along with will invite my friends to lunch or dinner and then post the picture on social, knowing that it's going to get to me.
Look at you finally learning your lessons.
Yep. You have really taught me how to put my guard up.
I'm so proud that I've taught you how to build walls.
You have to earn my trust now.
Nobody
gets it anymore.
Thank you.
Okay, here she said something. So she said, oh, okay, sure. Would still love to see you. She had an exclamation mark behind the U.
Wow. Okay, just put maybe one day, period. And that's what I need to talk to you about, period. Do we throw Aunt underneath the bus?
And say what?
My aunt accidentally invited you to the anniversary party, not knowing.
Not knowing the history.
But it's not history, it's present.
Not knowing that you and mom were seeing eye to eye.
Not knowing that my mom thinks you're a total B.
Yes.
Ooh, that's good. Is that a
my job,
aunt accidentally invited you to the anniversary party, not knowing the current state of your and mom's relationship.
Oh, that is so cool.
Come on now. Good answer.
Cool. Good answer. Good answer. Survey says, bing, 100. I bet you can't recite
it,
though.
Is that in with the other words? Like, maybe one day. That's what I need to talk to you about, period. And then
maybe one day, period. And that's what I need to talk to you about, period. And then what I just said.
Okay, so here it is. Maybe one day, period. That's what I need to talk to you about, period. My aunt accidentally invited you to the anniversary party, not knowing the state of you and mom's relationship.
Okay, that's period. Fine. We don't have to put current. That's fine. And then the next thing, because now we need to tell her she can't come. Because we just said aunt accidentally invited you. And that's not, like, we have to be very, I think, like, black and white about this.
Something about there's absolutely no distractions at this party at all for mom.
I'm not sure surprising mom would be the best idea.
We want the focus to be on mom and dad. And don't feel like that's the right time for a reconciliation.
Ooh.
That's fire. We can leave.
Yeah, let's all go.
Let's just go.
All right. I'm hungry. I'm tired. I'm ready to get out of here. Kristen's got this.
Clearly don't need us.
You couldn't even wait.
And then I think the last thing you write, I know this is super long, I hope you understand and can respect our request.
This feels like the longest texting to a text I've ever
heard. I was singing that too.
We need it all in there though, right?
No, you're not wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
One and done, baby.
Yes.
I'm hitting send?
Yes.
Yes.
And here we go.
Okay. Send. So I'm going to make a prediction here.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah. I'm going to make a prediction here because I feel like I know enough passive aggressive people.
Yes.
And I've been in this situation enough to know what the next line is going to be. It's going to be something like, oh, really? What's the state of our relationship? Mm. So she's going to make you spell it out. I hope I'm wrong.
She responded. She said, I absolutely agree. I'll have it all resolved by the party. Don't you worry about a thing.
Oh, no. Because this is a surprise party, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Wait, Kristen, you really F this one up.
Oh, my gosh. What does that mean?
I don't know why I think that she's like the most awful person all the time, but I got enough history here that I'm a little jaded in this area.
Well, here's the thing. If she does have good intentions behind it and they try to have a reconciliation and it goes bad, then that might even do the work for us in the sense that she might realize, oh, it's not a good idea for me to show up.
Yeah.
All we have to do is just make sure she doesn't ruin the surprise.
So how about we just say, please remember this is a surprise party that my sisters and I have worked really hard on. And if you aren't able to mend fences, you will graciously bow out from attending. We're putting a lot of trust in this woman.
Abby just wants out of this quickly so she can start gnawing on that popcorn.
I'm missing my popcorn.
I'm hitting sand. I'm hitting sand.
She's still young and hopeful and still believes
people. It is the noisiest damn popcorn.
Why does it sound like that?
I don't know.
Is your popcorn stale? Hold the
No, that's fresh. Stale, you wouldn't hear anything at all.
Yeah, you're right.
Right? They must have just made it like 6 minutes ago.
I think it's your mega mic.
I just popped it.
I feel like I'm inside her mouth.
I'm telling you.
With the kernel. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, so she said, I understand. Can't wait to see you guys.
Okie dokie.
Oh, we're not leaving it like that. Can't wait to see you guys.
Does she need to confirm with me that they've mended fences?
Yeah, please confirm. Yes. Can we talk after the two of you chat?
All right, so...
Because your mom might have a completely different perspective yes. than this woman does. Mm-hmm.
So, can't wait to see you guys. Please wait to attend for the go-ahead from me. Want to make sure mom's on the same page.
Okay.
Because this night is about her and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And celebrating their love.
Fit.
Sometimes you got to be a little redundant and reiterate when you're talking to mm-hmm. a person that may not be able to be reasoned with.
She said she was very reasonable.
If she said that, I'm sure she is.
She's insisting on coming. She's insisting on being there.
Clearly.
Right.
Here's the thing. If she's insisting on being there and coming, it sounds like she may have been the one that did something wrong, not the other way around.
Or that's what it's given.
She could be a good friend trying to be the bigger person.
Uh-huh.
Because her mom.
She said, isn't it always? Well, isn't it always? It wasn't a question, but she said, isn't it always?
Mm. Isn't it always what?
Isn't it always?
About isn't her. It always?
Isn't it always about her?
Wow. Oh, okay. No.
All right,
and
screw you, Susan.
Is.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. Ready?
Oh, boy.
We're going to match energy. She just said one line, isn't it always? And you're just going to respond back. And with that text, you're uninvited from attending.
Mic drop.
Are you comfortable with that, Megan?
I'm comfortable with it. We'll just have someone at the door because she knows all the details of the party.
Send it.
Maybe a couple of people. Okay, sending.
Maybe it's your aunt's job to stay out there and make sure this woman doesn't show up.
Yeah, can she fight?
I don't know. My aunt's a bit of a pushover. She might just let her in. I don't know.
Okay.
So it won't be her. We have to get someone who's stern.
Oh, come on. You know, every family has a big old a-hole that would, like, volunteer to do something like this.
That's a fact.
I mean, my husband can come out. He's a great a-hole.
You need to find that person in the family that's like, oh, I hope somebody's sitting in my seat when I get there.
Uh-huh.
That person.
Okay, this is what she said. She said, oh, Megan, don't be this way. She and I have been friends for a long time. We will work this out. No need for you to fight battles on anyone's behalf.
I'm not fighting battles. I'm uninviting you from the anniversary party.
That's it.
I think at the end of the day, you really do. You've got two options here. And Kristen's right. You have to change the date, which is not the date, but the venue, which is a real hassle. Or you just got to make sure that you got somebody out there. And there is. There always is somebody in the family that would be eager to protect, looking for a fight.
Okay, true. I'm not fighting battles. I'm uninviting you from the anniversary party.
That's it.
Do we tell her? Just want to let you know if you show up, you will not be let in.
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
Because then I might fire somebody up to try to show up anyway and weasel their way in.
Yeah,
and
bring people with her. I mean, I don't think she would, but, I don't know. Okay. All right.
And at this point, I wouldn't communicate with her anymore, right? I mean, what's the point?
No, there's no point.
I would just ignore anything else she sends.
Okay.
I hope she doesn't ruin the surprise party for your mom.
That part, yeah. Maybe I can get my mom's phone and block her number.
It's not a bad idea.
And if she does ruin the surprise party, I mean, that's even more indicative of the kind of person she is.
Yeah. She said that's too bad.
Okay. Then just leave it at that.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Well, we'll be on standby.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Because I'm not.
That was tense.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
Man, my joints are tight.
I get
my mom's phone. Yeah, I think I'm going to block her from my mom's phone. My mom won't know the difference.
Okay.
Well, that's a good idea.
And then we'll have someone at the door. So.
Okay.
It has been my experience that these type of people are more bark than they are bite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that she's going to show up at the party. I really don't, but I would definitely have somebody looking at that door.
No doubt.
Okay. Good luck. Please let us know how it goes, okay?
I will. Thank you guys so much for everything.
All right.
All right, girl. Good luck.
Good luck. Take care.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
All right, how do you think that thing ends? You think that she shows up?
I think she ruins it.
You think?
Yeah.
Really? You mean she's going to show up and blow it up?
Yep.
I don't think she'll show up, but I think she's going to somehow, some way try to get to mom beforehand.
That's what I think. She'll ruin the surprise before it even happens.
Oh, I hate these kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to eat?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and enjoy yourself. I thought you for sure were going to go, no, I'm not hungry anymore.
Got my popcorn. I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
It is the Great Burt Show Bake Off.
Dude, I got some banana bread at work today, dude. Hell yeah. My mom told me if I wait for things, like, good things will happen to me, dude. And I waited for some things and I got some banana bread at work today, dude. Hell yeah. So it just goes to show that waiting for things is, like, worth it. But there's a lot of bad things in this world, dude. Like, skunks, dude. Hell no. Scratching your eye, but it's still itchy, dude. Hell no. The Cubs, dude. Hell no. Like, getting paid not a lot of money, dude, for working. Hell no. But banana bread, I work, dude. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah, banana bread, bro! I help work, dude! Hell yeah!
Hell yeah! Woo! So if you're just now listening to our banana bread, what the hell are you talking about? Kristen, please take it from here.
It is the Great Burt Show Bake Off. If you're hearing this music, you're like, oh, this is the Great British Baking Show. And we are doing our own version of said Great British Baking Show. We are going to be doing the technical, where all of the contestants get the same recipe. They make the same thing. The judges, Paul Hollywood and Prue, taste test and then rank from worst to best. And that is what the Burt Show is doing. Our contestants today are Burr Weiss.
Hi.
Abby Murphy.
Woo! Go, Abby.
Cassandra Young.
Present.
And Kristen Klingshern.
You saw.
Mo is a judge because he always cheats and there was no point in having him participate.
Facts.
So he is our Paul Hollywood. And then our social media producer, Rebecca, is our Prue.
Mm-hmm. Prue-becca.
By the way, you guys couldn't see this, but Rebecca was just staring at the muffins with the look of the utmost disgust on her face.
Disgust?
Just like upper lip slightly curled up, nostrils flared, eyes narrowed, like, oh God, I have to eat this.
Do you not like bananas?
I love bananas. I love banana bread. There's just one particular muffin that has a very strange tinge to it. Like the color is a little nefarious.
Oh, okay. And we did a couple of days ago. Choose, what were they called? Like, so, basic-ass banana muffins?
You're close. So Prue and Paul, a.k.a. Rebecca and Mo, had to choose the recipe because that's what they do on the show. They choose a recipe for everybody to make, right? And Rebecca chose quick and easy banana muffins, and they're from Sally's Baking Addiction. I just want to let you know, there was nothing effing quick and easy about these banana muffins. They were a pain in the ass to make.
They were.
Before we get into this, also, I would like to rattle off our cooking resume, how much we cook, and go around the room just to establish our origin stories. Abby.
Yes, I'm actually very familiar with Sally and her baking addiction. I have been baking on my own probably since middle school. My aunt taught me how to bake, and I used to bring cookies to to school to convince people to like me because my personality wasn't cutting it.
Oh, audio hug. Cassie.
I cook every day 1 to 2 meals, but I am terrible at baking. I always forget to put in a major ingredient like sugar in cookies. So that's my little profile. Enjoy.
I have been baking ever since I was a kid. It was one of our favorite activities to do with mom in the kitchen growing up. And so I have consistently baked. Thank goodness for my mom's genes. I consider myself a decent baker, and I make a crap ton of Christmas cookies every single year and give them out to our neighbors.
Beautiful. My name is Bert, and I just found out the other day the difference between cooking and baking. I have made DiGiorno pizzas before.
Oh, didn't you also put extra cheese on top and almost burn the house down?
It's possible. Yeah. It sounds familiar. Yeah. So this was going to be a real stretch for me either way. But I will tell you this. I enjoyed it.
Did you?
Oh. Wow, look at that.
I did enjoy it.
There's something soothing about baking. There really is.
Soothing. I was drinking Casamigos at the time.
Okay.
I'd say it was relaxing.
So you were doing drunk baking?
Pretty much.
Okay, good to know.
Which will add to the story.
Bert's boozy baking.
Okay, so here you go. Mo and Rebecca, you have 4 plates in front of you representing mm-hmm. the 4 contestants. And you will start with number 1. You both will taste test. Just kind of describe what you're tasting, what you like, what you dislike, etc. And then just with each plate, move on down. And then at the end, rank them from worst to best. So go ahead and dive into muffin number 1. Dive into that muff.
All right.
Seriously.
They're both the same.
Do you want them to try to describe what they are
Absolutely.
Seeing and eating?
Be very, paint a picture of the muffin.
All right, so it's a banana muffin. Are those chips, Rebecca, right there?
I think you are seeing some chocolate chips.
Okay.
Embedded.
Now, the recipe did say that as an alternative, you could put either walnuts or chocolate chips in there if you wanted to add those.
Optional, yeah. Optional was 1 cup chopped walnuts, pecans, or chocolate chips.
Definitely chocolate chips in this one. It's kind of soft.
Mm, it has a bit of a flattened muffin top. I prefer a fuller muffin top.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Does it appear to be moist?
It does look moist. I'm poking it a little. And it feels pretty moist.
Tommy just wanted to say the word moist. That's it.
I like a moist muff.
Okay.
Take them back.
In. They're chewing. They're eating.
Not bad.
I like it. This is good.
It's pretty good.
Okay. The banana flavor is really coming through. Okay.
So there's banana flavor in the banana muffin. That's very good. That's a plus.
Mm. All right.
I can taste the chocolate.
This is a little fairly dry in the middle, but you know, not too bad at all.
Mm-hmm. Fairly dry.
Okay.
In the middle. Yeah, say something.
All right, go ahead and move on to muffin number 2.
Okay, number 2. This is the one that I find a little discolored.
Paul don't cleanse his palate before he go from muffin to muffin?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, wow. Man, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a very different color than the rest of the muffins. It's kind of like a little gray.
It's a little lighter.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, you bust that thing open.
It looks like it needs one of those Billy Rubin lights.
A Billy Rubin light?
Yeah.
Because it's got jaundice?
Yeah, it's got jaundice.
Did you say it's a gray muffin?
It's got like a pale. Because
that happens with age.
Oh, I'm God. Impressed.
Both my kids have been under them. I know what they are.
Okay. The texture is a little more interesting.
I love when people say stuff is interesting.
That's pretty good.
I hate it.
You hate it. It's gray and you hate it. Okay?
I'm not mad at this one.
It's like the banana's not coming through, but it's kind of mushy. I'm not getting any chocolate.
It's definitely not as banana-y. That's the first one.
Yeah. Maybe this person forgot to put the bananas in. The banana muffins.
Yeah, that one's interesting for sure.
I don't hate it though.
All right.
Muffin number 3.
This one's interesting. It actually has some nuts on it.
Yeah.
It's a nutty muffin.
Looks like you're having a difficult time cutting through that thing.
It's got a little shine to it.
Ooh, it's a dense muffin. Very
She's
dense
thick.
In the middle. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see. This one may be overproved.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen.
Don't proof of it. That is not that bread. You prove bread.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Mo doesn't really. He's confused. Like, what is in my mouth?
That one is a little more banana-y than the last, but not as banana-y as the first.
Yeah. Agreed. It's very dense, moist.
It's, yeah.
I am missing a little bit of the banana, and I'm getting zero chocolate, but it looks like there is no chocolate.
Not as flavorful as the first two.
All right. Yeah. Now move on to muffin number four.
All right. So, well, what we have here is a plate of nothing.
So it's light and airy.
Exactly that.
That is where my muffin is supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go ahead and DQ myself out of the competition. Not for not trying.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Did you say you want points for trying?
No, not for not trying.
I said not for not trying. Oh. I get 0 points. But I did try.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the kitchen, okay? I never made it to the muffin stage. I got to the loaf stage.
Why did you make a loaf?
It's just, I'll explain.
Okay.
All right, and I'll unveil why I never made it to the muffin stage. Tommy, music please. I call her Golden Goddess.
What the hell is going on? And how much tin foil did you cover that thing with?
The whole pack.
Enough to make a hat?
I'm slowly unwrapping the aluminum foil.
Oh, we have multiple layers of foil.
Yeah. To expose Golden Goddess. Are you guys ready?
Are you still unwrapping?
There's another layer.
I'm on a third layer.
It's like that Bluey game, Pass the Parcel.
What did you think was going to happen to
there
me?
There she is!
That ain't golden.
The Department of Transportation called. It wants its tarmac back.
That is a blackened goddess.
Golden where? Why has somebody already dug in it?
So, because I needed to see if it tastes as bad as it looks.
I thought it was a road work area.
So there were two steps of heating.
Yes.
There was an initial 5 minute.
For 425.
And then there was another one for like 25 minutes.
350.
350.
No, it was for like 16 to 18 minutes.
Unless you were making mini muffins. And then it was...
Well, it wouldn't matter, because when I put it in the oven, I got distracted.
Of course you did.
And I burnt my banana muffins
but
a crisp.
Why is it in a loaf pan, first of all?
I don't know. I didn't even know it was supposed to go in a muffin thing.
It's just a big muffin.
We were making banana muffins, not banana, but it's okay. You know what? Last week he didn't know the difference between baking and cooking.
Right.
And he doesn't know the difference between a loaf and a muffin pan.
No, time out. The very first instruction says preheat oven to 425. Spray a 12-count muffin pan with nonstick spray or use cupcake liners.
Okay, I didn't have one. Okay, and I didn't know
Kristen,
and I had already started baking it before I realized it needed one of those contraptions, muffin contraptions. So all I had was a loaf.
Even before that, the recipe sent to us by Rebecca is quick and easy banana muffins.
Right.
It's in the title.
All right, so I would at least like you guys to scrape off.
No, they have to try it.
Can you at least scrape off the burnt part on the top and tell me if it's any decent? I think you might be pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
Because Paul and Prue, no matter what the technical looks like, and they get some sketchy stuff, they still have to try it and eat it.
Do you need a metal fork instead of a plastic one? I'm afraid it's going
to
break off.
It is hard to pierce.
You can't even get in there. You got to get real down
in there, man.
Pull the whole thing out. Pull the whole thing out.
That's the whole damn thing. Okay. Are you kidding me?
The whole loaf just came out of the pan.
All right, there we go.
There's a piece.
All right. Just at least give it a try because I think it's going to surprise you.
We may be able to use it as a first break in the new Habitat house.
Mama was shaking as the food goes into his mouth.
It's kind of giving meatloaf.
Yeah, it does. What?
Oh, Lord. Did you see his face?
What is that look? What is that look?
It's actually not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I'm telling you, man.
I thought that was going to be way worse.
It is not as bad as it looks.
It ain't no flavor in there, but it's...
Rebecca?
I was scared, and now I feel calm.
You know why? It's because your expectations were so damn low.
That's what that was.
So, I mean, I was in the kitchen doing my thing. I followed all the directions, but I got distracted and
Shocker.
I burnt the hell out of it.
Your attention span got the better of you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's the overtime.
Right. So I'll go ahead and remove myself from the... No?
You're in. Okay. All right. So Rebecca, a.k.a. Prue, Mo, a.k.a. Paul Hollywood, you need to rank said muffins from worst to best, and we will tell you whose is who as you go along.
Are we going to do it now, or should we break and do it when we come back?
Your all's call. I feel like this has gone on long
enough. Yeah, I think we should do it now.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I'll start. Okay.
No, you guys have to convert. Like
oh,
you have to. No,
together.
Yeah, you guys have to decide together.
Do they usually do this on mic or they're?
No, they. Yeah, they. I mean, as you're watching the show, Prue and they eat all of them, and then Prue and Paul back away, and they convene, and then they determine who is worst and who is best.
So you don't hear them conferring with each other. Mm-mm. Okay.
No.
So it's just a bunch of whispering, and then they come back to the. All right. Mm-hmm. Which is what's happening now.
They're very serious about it. Covering their mouths so we can't lip read.
I'm a little offended that they don't seem to be taking mine seriously.
your brick, your banana brick.
Yes.
It is.
The beautiful, Bert's beautiful banana brick.
Brought to you by Booze.
Yep, that's where I was at.
All right. Who's coming in last?
Coming in dead last. It's number 3.
Oh, that was mine.
Mine be hers?
Was it 3?
No, it's number 2.
I
number
lied.
2
is last.
Okay, sorry. That is mine.
Number 2 is dead last.
Oh, you're last. You're left. Way.
Chris to the great birthday.
Sucks to suck.
Go away.
Oh, no.
And Bar ate my muffin, and it was delicious.
I'm sure he says. My mama thinks I'm handsome.
What's wrong with my muffin?
How did you describe it again?
I think she said she hated it.
She did.
Yeah, I didn't. I just didn't love it. It has
what is
like
wrong
a,
with it?
It's like it's a little too mushy in the
right. It's because it's moist. You like slightly underbake it, so it's nice and moist.
And I want to serve those to people.
Now on the show, are they allowed to bitch at the judges,
no,
or are they just okay?
They sit there
all right.
and take it on the chin.
All right. So remember that Kristen said that mine was part of the competition. So are you saying that my burnt banana loaf beat Kristen's?
Yours is second to last.
You came in.
What? I'm number 3.
Oh,
I'm number 3.
Man. Y'all, this was Kristen's favorite.
Wow.
Show.
Wow.
Hey, Kristen has left.
It's Monday.
This is the last time she suggests something like this.
She has got to be furious.
I am upping my retirement day. It doesn't get any better than this. This is my last show.
Rebecca, you want to announce the winner?
Yes.
Wait.
So.
Hey, come on in for the winner. Kristen, come on in. They're announcing the winner.
Who is it between again?
So now we are between number 3 and number 1.
Yep.
We convened, and in second place is number 3.
Yay!
So you
second.
Won?
No, second place.
Oh, okay. So
but
Cassie won.
Cassie's the winner!
Cassie won! Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, let's do it again tomorrow, Kristen.
My favorite show, my idea, and you all put my muffin last.
Behind the burnt loaf.
And I will remember this forever.
Every time.
This might be in my 12 years on the show. This is my lowest point.
One person's low is another person's high.
Uh-huh.
It's the first time I've ever placed in one of our cooking competitions.
It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Somebody bring me Cassie's muffin. It's right there.
It's right next to you.
You don't have to look far. Okay, this is it. It's the final song the Beatles will ever release. So Paul and Ringo Starr, they're using audio from deceased members George Harrison and John Lennon. This song is getting released 1 week from today. It's called Now and Then, and it all started with a cassette demo recorded by Lennon right before his death. It features some electric and acoustic guitar laid down by Harrison, and also a new drum park with backing vocals from Ringo Starr and bass guitar and piano by Paul McCartney, who also added a slide guitar solo that he said is inspired by George. So a lot of people were really freaked out when they heard AI was attached to them making this track. I know you had brought this up where you thought, oh my gosh, are they going to use AI to make it sound like the deceased members are on the song? But they've just used AI technology to be able to isolate the vocals from the original recording.
It's like having a visitor from beyond come see you.
Yeah.
And there's something really haunting about that song, too, because it sounds almost like it's an old track, but they've really just cleaned it up and made it new again. It's very exciting, and it's almost like, because it's a song that was recorded back in the day and coming back into present day, you could almost call it a vault track. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. somebody else that we know that released five new vault tracks today, Taylor Swift, she released her 1989 re-record with five new songs from the vault. Now we have them out, and they're amazing. I'm kind of obsessed with them.
Like, you were talking that's only half the story, Abby.
We're going to call you out. So Taylor's version, 1989, out now. But you said she was getting roasted online.
Yeah, people have kind of been doing this recently with the last couple of re-records. It mainly started with Speak Now, but I can see it really catching some heat on Twitter right now. Mm-hmm. So when Speak Now came out, a lot of people felt like it didn't just sound like the originals, because we get it, like her voice is going to change, but a lot of them thought it sounded worse. And I was kind of like, yeah, it does sound a little bit different. And so the stakes were really, really high with 1989 because it's one of her most beloved albums. It won Album of the Year at the Grammys. And now everybody on Twitter is like, oh my God, there's new producers on these songs. Not to say that she ruined the songs, but they definitely don't hit like they used to. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of inclined to agree.
Wow.
I think it's great that she owns her own work and she'll be able to license it and make money off of it that way. But I don't think they hit like the old ones.
Is it possible, and I know this is a really tough leap of faith to take, but if you hadn't heard the originals, and these were the originals, mm-hmm. these songs, would you be like, whoa, this is awesome? But you have something to compare it to.
Yeah, I think it's because you have something to compare it to, but they also just sound, there are some small changes that fans who have listened to the songs over and over again have noticed. And I think the thing that Taylor's so proud of is how her voice has changed and how it's gotten stronger and more mature, that I think she really wants her vocals to come through. And sometimes that changes how the song originally sounded, because one of the reasons I love 1989 so much was how breathy and like ethereal it sounded, and now because you can almost hear her a little too much, it doesn't sound the same. For more stories, head to theburtshow.com, click eBuzz.
The Burt Show.
How bad would a kid have to be around Halloween for mom and dad to seriously think about pulling the holiday from their kids? That's the email that we got. If you got something going on in your life, we'd love to hear it and read it at theburtshow.com. Kristen's got the email.
My son pulled a bonehead move, and now I have to decide if he stays grounded for Halloween. He needs to be punished, but I'm wondering if grounding him from trick-or-treating is going too far. Jacob, in quotations, is in seventh grade and had a sleepover at our house with two of his friends. He's 12 years old, so he's pretty tech-savvy. He ordered $150 worth of adult movies on pay-per-view. Uh-oh. He may be tech-savvy, but he lacks common sense, because I don't know how he thought we wouldn't see the charges.
So, does it say anywhere in here what exactly adult movies are? I mean, are we talking about like R-rated ones, or are we talking about adult movies?
I'd assume it's adult movies.
Is this pay-per-view?
Seventh grade.
Yeah, on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Okay. Something. Let's see. Why don't we give two answers? One if it's like R-rated movies, and one if it's like X-rated.
Let me tell you, that conversation with the other parents was not pleasant.
I think it's the traditional adult films we're talking about here.
Talk about a low moment as a parent. Mm-hmm. We've grounded him for 2 weeks, and he's having to do extra chores around the house to pay off his debt. Halloween falls under that 2-week grounding period, which means he won't be able to go trick-or-treating. Since it's a holiday, I'm contemplating letting him go anyways. But my husband is adamant he stay grounded. He has to pay the consequences for his actions. The other thing tearing up my heart is this will probably be his last year trick-or-treating, because he'll be 13 next year, and I'll doubt he'll want to go as he'll have aged out. What would you all do? Would you give him an exemption for Halloween, or would you enforce the punishment?
All right. On a more serious level, which I won't stay at very long, you also have to have some dialogue with your kid about why he was watching it, and get to the root of the problem here.
Oh, I'm sure they
okay,
did.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, it's just not punishment without talking, especially with so much access to these kids now. I mean, you just can't say, you're punished and that's it, and not talk about it. You need to find out how often it's happened. There's just more there. Anyway.
Well, and the fact that she went and talked to the parents and had to tell the parents of the two other kids who were spending the night what happened, yep. I feel like that's a conversation that they had.
I tell my son, we use soccer terms in our house. There are yellow flags and there are red flags. If you're a soccer fan, a yellow flag is a foul where the ref just says, don't do it again. Red flag is you just got kicked out of the game. That's a major right there. this, I think you got to decide, is this yellow or red? For me, this is red. Like, this is a red flag. Mm-hmm. And as much as it hurts, I think at some times we have to make a point with our kids, no matter how much it hurts. If you don't do anything, they continue the behavior and they realize, and I've been guilty of this, realize that they can do the same things over and over and over again. This sucks. Not your fault he did it. He made a mistake, and you got to pay, and you got to be responsible as a kid.
I remember I got in trouble for something as a kid. I can't remember what I did, but I remember me getting in trouble and being grounded happened during the Super Bowl. And me and my dad watching the Super Bowl was a thing we did every year. And I remember my mom saying that I would actually be lenient so that you can watch a Super Bowl with your son. And my dad said, if he grows up and does something stupid in the street and gets arrested, do you think they're going to say, we were going to put you in jail, but since it's Christmas, we'll let you slide? No, he's going to spend Christmas in jail. That's a part of the lesson. So if it were me, I probably would follow in my dad's shoes. And whenever the punishment comes, it comes.
Yeah, I do think there is something to giving your kids grace, though, because I do think sometimes when you show people grace, they almost they gain your respect a little bit more. And this is just because it's a very, I would consider this a soft example, like a soft offense. I mean, you've already put him on grounding terms for 2 weeks. He's already having to, quote unquote, pay off his debt. I think if you say, listen, you've been so good doing your chores, if he has, I mean, maybe he's being bad about it, but if he's been good at the punishment you've already given him, I would say give him a little bit of grace, and I honestly think that'll encourage him to make the right decisions moving forward.
This is such an interesting conversation because it's been my experience in watching parenting and in my own as well. Dad usually comes down harder, and mom is hearing it but doesn't fulfill the harsh punishment the way dad does.
Putting myself in her shoes and having a son, if he were to do this, and knowing how we only have 16 summers and we only have 12 Halloweens, I would, and I'm same page as Abby. If he is abiding by the restriction and is actually handling it well, then yes, you will get a pass to go trick or treating. But there's like no extras, but we're still going to do that because that's a core memory that I still want to have made.
Oh, he's got a lot of core memories.
You better believe it.
Yeah, he's built a lot of core memories.
$150 worth.
Yeah, and this is not a soft infraction. At all.
God.
Using your words, it's the Bird Show.
Thanks for listening. Get more Bird Show fix at thebirdshow.com or follow us on social media at The Bird Show.